Hi, this is Dr. King again. Welcome back. My dream book. At a time when the world is faced with an imminent world war and nasty menace of unending religiously motivated terrorism, let us talk something positive. There's a nice saying in the ancient Sanskrit language which goes something like this. Ayam nijah paro veti. Ganana Laguchetasam Vishala Charitanam Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. What this adage means is that petty-minded persons differentiate between my people and other people, but a person with a noble character always considers the entire world as one big family. How nice it would have been if we could put these lofty ideals into practice. So much of hatred and bloodshed that we see around us today would not have been there. We could have had a better world. When I restarted writing in recent times, I had a dream about writing something that unifies the whole humanity. At a spiritual level, I tried to realize that dream through my books on yoga, where I projected yoga as a means to unify all humanity, with no boundaries of religion, ethnicity, nationality, gender, and the like. At a religious level, I wrote books on Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism to highlight the commonality between these great religions. It's a fact that all religions, be it Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or even Hinduism, do talk about a single origin for all the humanity. That way, we definitely belong to one family. But we seem to limit our religion to four walls of our synagogues, churches, mosques, and temples. Outside of it, we fight among ourselves based on religion, nationality, ethnicity, skin color, and whatnot. The book I'm talking about is my latest book, that is just released. It is about the Veda, believed to be the most ancient scripture known to us today. Though these Vedas are generally believed to have originated in India, I feel that they belong to the entire humanity. The title of my current book is Unraveling the Hidden Mysteries of the Vedas. It is in two parts. I just released the first part and is available in ebook format. The Western world started taking interest in these Vedas with not so lofty motives. But their study ended up in pointing to common ancestry, common linguistic roots, common practices to most human beings, be it in the East or in the West. In a way, what started as a project to divide humans ended up as a glue to unite people, bringing us closer to the ideal of seeing the world as one big family. With our myopic vision, we sometimes don't see them as a binding force, but they do have many aspects that can bring us together. Vedas are ancient records of human thoughts, beliefs, and practices that once prevailed in many parts of the world, though centered in India, and still surviving there even to this day. The origins of these Vedas are often a source of controversies. In the true spirit of petty-minded people that the Sanskrit adage talks about, we often indulge in over-focusing on petty things and rake up controversies. We miss an opportunity to come together. In this book, I try to clear some of the misconceptions that have been harbored for centuries and still being propagated. I discuss issues related to authorship of these ancient books, time of their composition, intellectual advancement of these Vedic people, their contributions to linguistics, mathematics, architecture, their environmental concerns, lofty ideals of unifying the whole world, and so on. My primary interest is not to take any side, but bring people together as one family. That is the reason I called it as my dream book. The first part of this book is divided into three chapters. In the first chapter, I talk about the controversies about the authorship of these Vedas and how these controversies started. I discuss both sides of the debate and try to show that there is much that we really don't know about the origins of these books, and it is premature to take one side or the other. In the second chapter, I strongly refute the characterization that these Vedic people were primitive people. I discuss various mechanisms developed by these people to preserve this massive scripture over thousands of years almost unchanged. I also discuss the advances made by these people in terms of linguistics and mathematics. These people also had very advanced views towards peaceful coexistence of not just humans but also the entire world of living and non-living things. To label them as primitive is nothing short of insulting a highly evolved people. The Vedas also talk about interactions that these ancient people probably had with the aliens. The third chapter of my book deals with this mystical aspect of the Vedas. Though these are typically dubbed as primitive beliefs, I try to take a neutral stand and explain them the way these people viewed them. Considering their advancement as I discussed in chapter 2, I prefer to give them a benefit of doubt. This first part would later be followed by a second part, which will focus mainly on the spiritual side of these Vedas that has further chance of bringing the world together. I will talk about that when I release that part. To preview and purchase this book, please check the link http://bookstoread.com/Vedic Mystery 1. Please note that the 2 in bookstoread.com is numeral 2 and not the word TO. Happy reading. Please don't forget to leave back your reviews on the site where you purchase this book from. Thank you.